He would come down to Venice, Florida, the winter quarters of Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus and Clown College, so he could be there for every opening day of every annual new school year. I would schedule a one-on-one private interview with each student for him to personally interview. Unfortunately, the day before the start of the 1984 Clown College, in which he flew down for the opening, he had a stroke in the car and passed away that evening. That next day, I had to start the opening of the Clown College with 60 students ready to begin training. I had to smile on the outside, but I was crying on the inside. Privately, I cried for a long time. I miss him dearly. He was like a father to me. He believed in me. He always did everything he said he would do. Sometimes we would talk for hours on the phone about clowning and Clown College and how and why things were the way they were, and how he envisioned them to be in the future. Yes, he was tough. Yes, he was shrewd. But he was always fair and always honest. He was a workaholic. He was a perfectionist. He demanded that I pay enormous attention to every little detail. He tested me. He pushed me. He scolded me. Any day could have been my last. He knew how to encourage and motivate. He showed me what greatness looked like. He explained how vital it was to be prepared for anything in the circus. He taught me the importance of being able to see into the future and instinctively sense when something was going to happen before it actually did happen. He inspired me to reach higher than I ever envisioned I could reach. And I loved it all.